Convention demands that I should express appreciation of your invitation to be with you on this, the occasion of your annual conference, and pleasure that it has been possible for me to accept that invitation. It is not, however, in mere compliance with civilized courtesies that I say that I am happy to be here and to have the opportunity of speaking to you, but out of a sincere recognition of the most important function which you fulfill as school managers, and as one who understands the burden that you carry and the responsibilities you bear in fulfilling the duties which your office as school managers imposes on you. There is an old and popular saying, so popular indeed that it became both the theme and the title of a song that was rather widely known some years ago, a saying that avers that the best things in life are free. This might be open to debate, as almost all statements of a categorical nature are. I think, however, that few could successfully challenge the assertion that very many of the good things in our national life are taken for granted, and therefore are not appreciated as highly as they should be, if indeed they are appreciated at all. The work of the clergy of all denominations in the management of our national schools is an example of a feature in our national life which is taken for granted and too often goes unappreciated. Circumstances prevented me from attending your conference last year, and I want to take the opportunity publicly to express admiration and gratitude for the work of the managers of our national schools. I am glad to do so once more here to you, Reverend gentlemen, who I understand represent the managers of every diocese within the Republic of Ireland. I have spoken of you being taken for granted, of your work going unappreciated. There are some of you who, I am sure, would be glad if things went only so far. Often enough, the unfortunate school manager is held responsible for the inadequacies of the educational system in general, or for its alleged inadequacies, or indeed for its imagined inadequacies. It is, I believe, something of an old joke in clerical circles to speak of somebody who has attained a certain degree or rank as having earned otium cum dignitat. I wonder if anyone, on first becoming manager of a school, feels perhaps that he has won odium rather than otium, and that there is no automatic dignitas attached to the honour. These circumstances do not apply universally, of course, but whatever the difficulties, misunderstandings, and, on occasion, the deliberate withholding of goodwill, you have individually and collectively carried out with the job. It might be that some system of primary education, without the active involvement of the religious leaders of our people, could have been devised. It is difficult to see how it could have been administered successfully, and what is infinitely more important, how it could have preserved the moral values which are basic to all true education and which are the most precious element in our heritage.